So
Marty, a patient comes into you who's had the test done and it's positive. Yeah. You're going to treat them for first-line therapy metastatic disease. What's your treatment?
With the mutation.
They come into you for consult and they've got a mutation.
I'm going to sit down and I'm going to discuss with them the fact that they can get chemotherapy first, that that's the most proven thing in front line, and then we can go to that. Or if they've got a mutation, they're probably a never smoker, and I happen to have a trial open for this, which I've already enrolled 3 patients on, and I would happily put them on.
So they're not eligible for the trial.
Would I discuss it?
What do you think your most likely therapy? They turn to you and say, what do you think? What should I do? What's your most likely therapy?
With stage four
first
disease?
Line.
Okay. I will still argue for chemotherapy in that setting, and then I would tell them that we have this as the second line for it.
Ed looks like he's ready to explode.
I would totally disagree. I mean, there's data there. Even doublet chemotherapy works, what? Response rates with doublet chemotherapy are 30% at best in phase 3 trials. I asked people, who are the 91% of people who don't respond to second-line chemotherapy? Yet we believe that it works in all unselected populations. The data is pretty clear that even in the unselected populations from BR21, that you get similar response rates, you get similar survivals. And so there's no reason why in selected patients, especially enriched populations, that these could work better. And I think that's the direction we're going in with biomarkers, is to select patients, no matter if it's biologic therapy, if it's chemotherapy, to figure out what we're doing.